Well, we took this initiative where we did a survey of 500 homes, face-to-face survey across North and East Donegal, and it's very clear that we need more resources for An Garda Síochána. We need more resources for community alerts and neighbourhood watch schemes. And we need to build confidence in communities that they do have, the resources to tackle criminals and prevent it. And our frustration is that we have, made this submission to the Minister for Justice. We met with the Chief Superintendent and other superintendents, and we just don't see enough progress on the issues that we've raised across a range of measures.
And I suppose the most shocking thing that comes out of the survey, 1 in 3 people in this county have been affected by crime or antisocial behaviour.
It is, and it contradicts directly some of the assertions made by the Minister for Justice around some of the surveys that he has done. And if you look at the IFA, the Irish Farmers Association, they also, in the survey they did of rural crime, found similar statistics. One of the other worrying issues is that of that 31% who had been victims of crime or antisocial behaviour, over a quarter of those didn't report it to An Garda Síochána. Now, I presume that's the more low level, but still, I mean, we need every incident reported, and I think that reflects a lack of confidence that it wouldn't be followed up or they wouldn't have the resources.
People were asked, do they feel that Garda are adequately resourced? And 74% said no. Is this why people aren't reporting the crime?
It certainly is a reality. I mean, when you have the Garda Representative Association themselves saying very clearly they just don't have enough Gardaí, they don't have enough vehicles to do their job, then naturally people are going to lose faith. So what we need is the government to wake up and smell the coffee. And the concern is that where communities are under onslaught at times from criminals, and particularly attacks on the elderly or vulnerable small businesses on the border, if they lose faith in An Garda Síochána, it can go down a path that we all don't want, which is vigilantism.
We've heard the calls numerous occasions for Alan Shatter to come here, but they're falling on deaf ears. Can you foresee him ever coming to Donegal to see what the situation's like?
The truth is we have a very arrogant Minister for Justice who believes that he's infallible. But I would put the challenge out to my colleagues here in the county. The TD, Joe McHugh, who supports the government, Minister Denny McGinley, all of the councillors who support Fine Gael and Labour and support this government, they need to demand that the Minister, Alan Shatter, stops giving us statistics, come into the county and meet the victims of crime, meet the communities who are concerned, listen to them and do something about it.